This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi, truth in engineering.
Well, Carol Semple Thompson is one of the most decorated amateurs in the game of golf. Winner of the U.S. Women's Amateur, the Women's British Amateur, two-time winner of the Women's Mid-Am, four consecutive victories in the U.S. Senior Women's Amateur. She played on 12 Curtis Cup teams, captained two of them. She is a member of the World Golf Hall of Fame and now a member of the Royal and Ancient. It's a pleasure to welcome Carol Semple Thompson back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hello, Carol.
Hi, John.
Thank you for taking the time to do this. I always appreciate it. We have not spoken since the acknowledgement from the Royal and Ancient. What is that? What does that mean to you?
Oh, I think it's very flattering. Although, really, the most fun is being included in the original group of women. I mean, they're 14 pretty impressive women that they chose from all over the world, so it's a thrill to be one of them.
Now, you're a little different. You're a full dues-paying member. So what does that mean, and when are you going over to take advantage of the membership?
Well, I think what it means is that I get playing privileges, mainly. And, of course, I get to go in the clubhouse, which is a big deal. I don't have any plans at this moment to go over because I have some personal commitments at home, but I certainly would love to be there for the Open this next week, but can't make it. So I'll be over there one of these days, maybe next spring or something.
You mentioned getting playing privileges. Carol, how much golf you get to play these days?
Well, I've been playing very little this year, actually. My husband hasn't been as well as I would have liked, so I've been doing some caregiving, but I did, amazingly enough, sign up for two local tournaments, one coming up in 2 weeks and another in August. So even though I've only played two rounds of golf, what the heck, might as well go play.
I'm going to ask you a question that I asked Jim Holtgreave, and I hope you accept the question in the spirit in which it's meant. Have you moved up?
Shoot.
Have you moved up?
Have I moved up in my playing career?
Yes.
Well, I have not retired, if that's maybe what you're asking.
No,
have you
moved up to another tee?
Oh, moved up? Oh, of course. Oh, yes. I've moved up in the age brackets, and I've moved up to the more forward tees. That makes the game so much more fun. So, yes, definitely move up.
I wanted to talk to you. I talked to Jim about the state of the amateur game. There are so many young women seemingly bursting onto the scene. Is that different than when you were competing?
Well, it's certainly the youthfulness of the players is different than when I was competing. I mean, I can't imagine being a seasoned player at the age of 12. When I was 12, I was a baby. But these children are getting lots of playing experience when they're 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old. So they feel they're ready for the big time. You know, Lucy Lee is probably playing in the Women's Open starting tomorrow. I don't know. I haven't actually looked at the pairings to see, but she's pretty impressive. She was at the age of 11. I'm sure she'll be at the age of 12. Of course, Michelle Wee was the first one who was really that good when she was 12, 13, and 14 years old. So that's been, gosh, 10 or 12 years now. So the trend has been happening for the younger and younger women to start playing at a high level, I should say.
We're talking with Carol Semple Thompson about the state of women's amateur golf. Yeah, Carol, I saw a stat earlier this week. I think this weekend it's the 25th U.S. Women's Open, and Michelle is playing in her 12th.
Yeah, well, she's, and what is she, 24 now?
Yes.
23 or 4?
5, 6, yeah. 7, something like that, yeah.
So, yes, Michelle has been a phenomenon for a number of years. But there are a number of young women following in her footsteps now.
The thing
that worries me about women's golf, though, is that these young children are going to burn out before they hardly even get to college. So we'll see.
But right or wrong, Carol, isn't it a bit different? I know that, you know, Natalie Gulbis is starting to talk about the fact that she might not play much longer because she would like to start her family and probably doesn't want to play after she started her family. It's almost as if the whole shift has been start younger and maybe end younger. And do you think the college programs have helped the women's amateur game?
Well, I'm not sure that it's helped the women's amateur game. I think it's helped the women's professional game.
Hmm.
I think a lot of the young women coming out of college turn professional and then don't make it on whatever tour they can get onto. And then they seem to fall out of the game. They don't seem to be successful, and they seem to disappear from the game. So they're not coming back and being reinstated as the men seem to. So that worries me a little bit.
Is that an issue for the powers that be? So I guess you're telling me, you know, unlike the men's game, where through the years there has always been that gentleman golfer, that 25 to 35 year old that's been good in business and a scratch handicap, good amateur golfer, that's not happening in the women's game as much?
I think that's true. It's not happening in the women's game. And I don't think there are that many women amateurs of the age of 22 to 45. I don't think they're competing and playing high-level amateur golf. They're coming out of college, they're turning pro, they're not making it, and then they're quitting the game in favor of another career or getting married and having a family, and or both, and there's no time for golf. Unlike the men seem to be able to play their amateur events and get away from work enough to do that, but the women don't seem to be doing that.
Carol, do there need to be more avenues for them? Do there need to be more tournaments, more venues? Are there not enough of those?
I think there are tournaments. They're just not the people that are interested in competing. A lot of women don't want to keep competing if they're not going to be very, very successful at the top of the professional game.
I see how that concerns you from that level. What makes you happy about the state of amateur golf? What do you think is good about the state of women's amateur golf?
Well, I think there's a total flip side, that the colleges have been great for women's golf. There's so many women playing at a high level, many more than there used to be. I mean, when I was growing up, there was more than a handful, but there were maybe 20 top players, and now there are 120 top players out there. So there's much more depth in any tournament that you go to, but I'm just worried that the women aren't sticking with the game.
How do we fix that?
That's a good question. I don't know how we fix it, because lifestyles are changing. It used to be that women didn't necessarily have careers. They would get married and be supported by their husbands, and they would play great amateur golf. But now women are interested in careers, and it's really hard to have a family. To do it all, if you will. I mean, I guess that's the same thing that someone like Natalie Gulbis is saying. She wants to concentrate on her family if and when that time comes. She doesn't want to be out there beating balls all the time and working all day long on her golf game, as it takes to be successful.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen Annika step away. We've seen Lorena Ochoa step away.
I think we'll see more. I think we'll, I'm sure Morgan Pressel probably will. Christy Kerr has adopted her little boy, I guess not adopted. She had a little boy. that she may find that she wants to be with him a little bit more. I mean, there are more and more women who are getting married and having families, and they're going to be more that step away from the professional game.
Well, I thank you, Carol, for taking the time to do this. It's always good to talk to you. Congratulations on the RNA. I do hope you get the chance to take advantage of it at some point.
I hope so, too. I'm certainly planning on it.
She is Carol Semple Thompson. Carol, thank you for taking the time to do this. I appreciate it.
Happy to, John.